This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. This month, our arts reporter Claire Woodcock has seen an influx in politically themed theatrical performances in the Valley. She joins me now in the studio. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Kristen.
Where are you seeing art with some kind of political message thriving in particular?
Definitely in the theater, for sure. The Aspen Fringe Festival at the beginning of the month featured a lineup that included an adaptation of Mike Daisy's one-man show, The Trump Card, and a new play called Angry Alan from British playwright Penelope Skinner got its world premiere at the festival, too. That one's about a man grappling with the right-wing culture that is formulated online since, like, even going back to before the election. And then the decision to bring the musical Hairspray to Theater Aspen as its main stage production this season was an effort to generate often difficult discussions about race in this country. And then at the Aspen Ideas Festival last week, the Curious Theater Company from Denver revived its production of this new play called Building the Wall. The playwright behind it, Robert Schenken, was in town last week to discuss the dystopian play he wrote last year, which also grapples with issues of immigration.
So you did attend Ideas Fest sessions last week. What did you hear there about how politics are intersecting with the arts?
So the Aspen Ideas Festival had this entire track of events operating under the umbrella concept, the art of change. So all of those panel discussions grappled with the societal impact that art can have. And since Damian Wotzel has been the head of the Institute's arts program, he's been very conscious about integrating the arts into larger frameworks that the Institute provides. One of the events I attended was called The Producer, From Rent to Hamilton and Beyond, featuring Jeffrey Seller. And all of these musicals deal with race, sex, and socioeconomic issues.
What makes theater an especially effective platform for inciting these socially conscious conversations?
Well, I think there's something immersive in seeing something unfold in a live setting over the course of 90 minutes or less or longer. It's hard to bring a theatrical production to life. Sometimes scripts can read as stilted, which can make an actor or director's job more difficult. But the topics and themes emerging out of this season's summer production schedule are fluid in that they're dealing with societal issues close to a lot of people's lives in the Valley and throughout the country. So this summer's series of performances are more connected to reality.
And are you going to be getting into this more on your show Curated this afternoon by chance?
Only of course, Kristen. There will be a specific focus on the play Building the Wall, and we'll hear directly from the playwright, as well as analysis from one of the hosts from the new national political podcast called In the Thick.
Okay, tune in to Curated this afternoon at 3:30. You can also listen to the show by going to aspenpublicradio.org. Claire, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Aspen Public Radio's arts and culture reporter, Claire Woodcock. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.